Well, over the years, we've been hearing about the characters that Randall hangs out with, mostly at the Main Street Pub in Stittsville. And a couple of weeks ago, we answered the phone here in the studio, and we heard from one of the most infamous, the names that I think you've referred to him in your rants. You certainly talked about him on the air and a lot off the air. His name is Redneck Jimmy.
Is Redneck Jimmy calling?
Holy Jesus. I didn't know you know how to dial a phone.
I just found it out.
Okay. I just found it out.
So we had a little conversation with Redneck Jimmy.
Yeah, I was pretty in depth.
And then I jokingly said, well, who's going to call in next? One-Eyed Teddy?
Yeah. I hear you've been waiting for my call.
Oh, no. It's One-Eyed Teddy.
You got it.
Oh,
just for the record, I got two eyes.
What are you doing?
Psychology. What am I doing? Walking my dog.
You're not drunk?
Oh, I got to work.
What?
I got a job. My name's not Jimmy.
Oh, you're a piece of work.
I'm in the customer service business, eh?
Well, get back to work.
Okay, so then you just get back to work.
Yeah.
After you insulted him a few times.
I didn't insult him.
And then this morning, because of the reason, really?
I didn't think I did.
Then this morning, because you told us that Grease Fittings might be calling you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I warned you, actually.
So Grease Fittings called in. Listen to how he gets rid of Grease Fittings.
Good morning there, lads. This is Grease Fitting calling in. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing very well. How's my buddy Randall doing? Oh, concerned how rough they are on you, Randall, down at the station, calling you Mr. El Cheapo and everything like that.
I don't think you are concerned at all.
Well, like, you know, you take care of me pretty good. Like, you know, you always give me free nachos from somebody else's plate.
You're the cheapest guy I know.
Come on.
Yes, he is. He goes to the pub for free nachos. That's the only reason why.
Well, what about that solo chicken wing you always seem to get me? That's one chicken wing.
We have work to do.
Okay.
He hangs up on him.
I was being played, actually.
Really?
Yeah. He'd talk forever.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
One of those guys.
Yeah. What's with the solo chicken wing? What's the solo chicken wing?
Well, he goes out for a smoke. And so I get Turtle in the kitchen to make...
Turtle?
He's Turtle.
Really?
Yes, right. I'm not kidding.
Let me guess. There's one guy who comes into the pub and you use his actual name, right? He's the weird guy.
Anyway, Turtle in the kitchen. I get him to make me up one wing. And I said, I want this as hot as you can possibly make a chicken wing. And he gets this weird grin on his face. He goes, yeah. So sure enough, one wing arrives at Grease Fitting's table, right? And he eats it and doesn't even respond. A weird duck, eh? Like, wow. You wouldn't believe the hot sauce I put in his nachos, too.
Well, I guess free overrides the pain.
You know what? You're right. We might be related. That's my concern. That's why I brushed him off there. I think we are related.
Two peas in a pod.
I really would get lost. Good guys. Hopefully Woodenhead doesn't call now.
Oh, no.
No, or no, really, I'm serious.
You do this.
He won't
now,
call.
Now he feels like he's going to have to call.
Or half hour.
Half hour.
You don't want half hour to call.
No.
No, we haven't got time.
I understand if he calls, we actually have to hang up on him physically. Or it'll never end.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.